A time for development of the doctrinal structure. In the perspective of time by which we are advantaged, what may not have been so easily seen by the pioneers through the years 1845 to 1850, the scattering time may now be easily seen as the time of the development of a doctrinal structure, a time when the body of truth was being firmly fitted together, piece by piece. It was a time when those involved would have been ill-prepared to herald a message not yet understood in its fullness and its interrelationships. The scattering time when attempts to spread the truth accomplished little, allowed the painstaking, thorough Bible study and the confirming work of the Spirit of God through the visions, which resulted in the invulnerable structure of truth to present to the world. But now a change had come. The messengers in the field clearly detected it. Joseph Bates wrote to James White on November 4, 1850. In closing his report, he writes enthusiastically, "So you see, dear brother, that in places where all was dark and dreary, a few weeks since, light is now springing up. Then let all the swift messengers that God has called, and still is calling into the field, to give the loud cry of the third angel, move forward." The message of the vision given on September 23 takes on unique meaning. I saw that it was a shame for any to refer to the scattering for examples to govern us now in the gathering, for if God does no more for us now than he did then, Israel would never be gathered. It is as necessary that the truth should be published in a paper, as preached. Of the rather extended tour James and Ellen White took in the spring and summer of 1850, Ellen wrote later. In 1850 my husband and I visited Vermont, Canada, New Hampshire, and Maine. The meetings were held in private houses. It was then next to impossible to obtain access to unbelievers. The disappointment of 1844 had confused the minds of many, and they would not listen to any explanation of the matter. It was in connection with this trip that the marked change seemed to be taking place. At the conference held at Johnson, Vermont, July 6 and 7, there was a Mr. Hammond Churchill present who had had nothing to do with the 1844 experience, who took his stand for the present truth. The strictest view of the shut door would have precluded this. James White explained with a sense of surprise. One brother, who had not been in the Advent, and had made no public profession of religion until 1845, came out clear and strong on the whole truth. He had never opposed the Advent, and it is evident that the Lord had been leading him, though his experience had not been just like ours. Such, who come into the truth at the 11th hour, may expect great trials. R. August, 1850. Just a year later, James White would declare, "Now the door is open almost everywhere to present the truth, and many are prepared to read the publications who have formerly had no interest to investigate." Ibid, August 19, 1850. Clearly the pioneers of the Seventh-day Adventist Church had come to the gathering time. James White used this term as he reported in November, 1850, of Mrs. Bates, the wife of Joseph Bates, taking her stand for the Sabbath.